cooker cooking is a favorite in the fall and winter, even year-round. But do you know about the safety tips for slow cooking? Hello, I'm Julie Harker with Healthy Living on Brownfield. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has a number of crockpot cooking tips. Tina Haynes is with the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline.
Keep the perishable foods refrigerated until you're ready to use them. If you cut up meats and vegetables in advance, we say store them separately in the refrigerator. And a slow cooker does take several hours to reach a safe temperature to kill the bacteria, so it is important that you keep that food refrigerated. You don't thaw it on the counter before putting it in the slow cooker. It does need to be handled properly before it goes in the cooker.
Haynes says we shouldn't put frozen meat in the slow cooker.
You must thaw meat or poultry before putting it into a slow cooker. You cannot put frozen meat in a slow cooker. That's not safe. It will not reach a safe temperature high enough. The meat has to be thawed ahead of time, and the best way to thaw is in the refrigerator.
Which settings should be used on the slow cooker?
Pay attention to the manufacturer's instructions, and they start the cooking process with the right setting. What we do recommend sometimes, if possible, is turn the cooker on the highest setting for the first hour of cooking, and then to the low setting for the rest of the time, and then it can take up to 8 hours to cook your food.
And Haynes says don't overfill a slow cooker. Avoid filling it to the top because you want to make sure that everything in it gets cooked and is cooked evenly. I'm Julie Harker.